America's worst mayor. Tiffany Henyard furiously vetoes plan to have former Chicago mayor Beetlejuice, or commonly known as Lori Lightfoot, probe her finances and tells officials behind planned probe, "How dare you? We've got more activity. We've got more action going on in Village of Dalton. Here we go. Let's get into it." Oof, yeah. Wait till you see the YouTube clip. It's exciting stuff. Let's do this. I've heard so many of you mention Seattle soy boys. Those are weak, blue-haired men who have lost their traditional masculinity. It's undeniable that such weakened masculinity in urban areas, it's had significant impacts. These feminized men are easier to control and less likely to push back, aligning with a societal shift that labels outspoken men as sexist or misogynist. Meanwhile, mainstream media demonizes traditional masculinity, calling it toxic. Research shows a dramatic decline in men's testosterone levels and physical strength over recent decades, influenced by sedentary lifestyle and poor diets. That's why I recommend Black Forest Turkesterone with Tongkat Ali supplement. This plant-based product promotes increased testosterone and muscle mass while reducing stress. I've personally experienced improved recovery times and overall energy levels. Dubbed the feminization killer, this supplement combines two potent natural testosterone boosters. It's an effective way to counteract soy boy syndrome. With Black Forest Turkesterone, I see noticeable improvements in energy, strength, and sleep quality. You too can experience these benefits with an exclusive buy two, get one free offer available on their website. Black Forest Supplements is operated by patriots committed to resisting a system that aims to weaken us. By supporting this sponsor, you can help sustain this channel and reclaim robust health and confidence. Check out the special link below for this promotion. Thank you for your support. If you can, stay with me here, and let's watch this little bit of this clip. It's tumultuous, let's just say that. For a city council meeting, this is tumultuous.
We fighting over crumbs. It's a bigger picture, and y'all got to see that. Y'all got to understand y'all work and know what it is and know what we want to do instead of just fighting and trying to tear each other down. Oh, let me say this. Last night's city council meeting. Okay, it could go both ways, but we're not doing that. All I'm saying is let's fix it. We got concrete on that y'all just took off. We got the pool on that. Them kids been asking to swim since last year. I've been asking y'all to fix that pool since last year. Every time we put it up, y'all pull it off the warning list. So what? The kids can't swim? How we got a swimming pool in our backyard when y'all know the black and brown kids, that's the number one thing. They cannot swim. So why would we not have that in our backyard? Why we got to go elsewhere and spend money to give our kids swimming lessons? These are the problems.
Fire, you're police. You're out of order, ma'am.
So why?
You're out of order.
We shouldn't have to do that. The whole point of all of this is to build the community up, not tear each other down. That is the point of this. And it's sad because you guys ran on my ticket, both of y'all, Trustee Belcher and Trustee House. Both y'all did. And when you ran on my ticket, y'all ran on my vision. My vision is to fix our community.
The vision wasn't to rob the city. The vision wasn't for the FBI. The vision wasn't for you to steal all the money. So don't start talking about the vision.
You know that is defamation.
Don't start talking about the vision. Don't talk about the vision. Tell me what.
They muted it. They mute it.
These people.
Versus her.
And say stop and don't answer nobody. After two, and that's the people of the village of Dalton. You don't want to answer these people. You don't want to talk about that now, though, right? You don't want to answer people.
Ladies and gentlemen, quiet down. Ladies and gentlemen, quiet down.
You don't want to answer people. $7,000. These people, so when you sit here talking about what have I and videotape everything I do. But I know what I ain't done. I ain't commingled no money. I ain't stole no money. And I ain't going to jail.
Ladies and gentlemen, quiet down.
I ain't going to jail. Okay. All right. I'm with you on that one. Nobody wants to go to jail.
Don't worry about it. That's what I ain't done. You going to jail. Don't worry about it. Nah. Because I got you. All right, you don't want the truth. You don't want the truth. No, we ain't getting
it. You can't handle the truth.
We ain't gonna get it. And suspended before it came.
Clerk, can you call the roll so we can move on? Clerk, call the roll.
You're voting on, I'll mention it.
Call the roll, clerk.
Let me do it, please. Okay, we're voting on.
Let me do it, please. She's trying to get. Call the roll, clerk. I mean, she's just so brutal. She is literally a dictator. She's a dictator. She's like, that's how we're doing it. This is what we're doing. I don't care what you guys say. This is what we're doing. She turns everything back around on to her folks. Man. Whew. How'd you like to sit through that? That video is 3 hours and 10 minutes long. So cut off some stuff on the end, some stuff on the beginning of that. Cut off, I don't know, half an hour, 40 minutes. Imagine sitting through 2.5 hours of that. Now, granted, towards the beginning, there were a whole bunch of individuals that were talking about stuff, and you had community members. It's not all, you know, absolutely just. But what's happening is the council members are becoming so outraged and so frustrated with their inability to run business as usual in the village of Dalton, because you've got this super mayor that is just, she is just mixing everything up. And you can hear the accusations. I didn't steal the money. I ain't going to jail. All right. Okay. Yeah. I hear you loud and clear. An Illinois official dubbed America's worst mayor by critics sparked outrage after vetoing plans to have former Chicago mayor Lori Lightfoot investigate her finances. Yeah, so basically city council said, all right, we're bringing in Lori Lightfoot. We're bringing in Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice is going to do work. She's going to get to the bottom of this at $400 per hour. No joke, no lie. We've covered this on this channel. And the mayor has veto powers. And the mayor is like, oop, no, we're vetoing that. Yeah, basically go take a long walk off a short pier. We got shenanigans going on in the village of Dalton. Tiffany Henyard, 40, the mayor of Dalton, erupted in a furious rant on Monday evening as she shot down the probe action, telling her colleagues at a city council meeting, how dare you? From what I've seen, I've covered, this is probably, how many podcasts have I done on this mayor? I just keep coming back because Tiffany Henyard is the gift that just keeps on giving. Every time you turn around, she's doing something, she's saying something that you're like, huh, yeah, my audience would love to hear that going down. Just like that exchange with the gal in the white blouse, right? You know, the gal in the white blouse, she's just trying to get stuff done for the city. And Tiffany Henyard turns everything back around on everybody else except herself. And now we've got a federal probe. We got two federal subpoenas for basically the books. The books are cooked in Dalton, or allegedly. The city council meeting was met with extra police security and protests over Henyard's recent controversies and was the first since federal investigators served subpoenas on City Hall. Not every day that there's a federal subpoena served on City Hall, is there? You've got this. There's this $4 million in checks that have been cut. Nobody knows where they are. And those are to go to pay, you know, various subcontractors for all this stuff within the village of Dalton. But nobody knows where the money is. There's been a whole bunch of expenses already expensed out. Nobody knows what those are reimbursements for, what they were, you know, how that all went. There's this sexual assault allegations from a, you know, economic development trip that the entire council took to Las Vegas. That's right. That's right. Viva Las Vegas. The subpoenas are seeking documents from Henyard and Dalton Village Administrator Keith Freeman related to expense reimbursements and trips allegedly paid for by the city. I see this expense receipt is for, it looks like an adult entertainment club. Is that a strip club? Oh, it is. Yeah, we're having a meeting in there. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, about that lap dance. You can't write that off as a business expense, unfortunately. After trustees voted to hire Lightfoot, a former prosecutor, for $400 an hour to investigate, Henyard rejected the move, telling the city council meeting, you know, it's veto power. So how dare you think that you can come into someone's town and do work? Well, yeah, there's this whole thing, Tiffany, called checks and balances. So you might be able to veto, but if enough folks get upset with what you're doing, they'll bring in somebody eventually that'll do just a scooch of investigation. And then we'll figure out, is it 7 million? Is it 4 million? Is there missing 3 million? Do we don't know. We have no idea. The books might not be cooked. Who knows? Odds of that are slim to none. There is a right way to do things, and this is just not that, she said. Lightfoot will not be paid for her services. Boom. Tiffany has spoken. You can see towards the end of that exchange on that video where she's literally just yelling at the woman who's responsible for calling out everybody's name so they can make do a vote, right? A call. And she's and the poor woman is, okay, I'm getting to that. I'm trying to get to that. You know, she's got other stuff that she's got going on. And the mayor is just like, get me out of here. Make the damn call. Dalton, around 20 miles south of Chicago, has a population of only around 20,000 people. But the small town has been thrust into the spotlight amid controversies surrounding Henyard. Since her election in 2021, Henyard has faced allegations of corruption, fraud, and financial mismanagement. Uh-oh. She spent a lot on her own security. Yeah. She ran around the police department like it was her own security force. She basically, she did not renew businesses. This is all allegedly. Didn't renew business licenses of businesses that didn't support her, businesses that maybe supported her opponent in the election, including a lawsuit filed a month ago claiming that she worked to cover up. Uh-oh, Tiffany doing a little bit of Michael Cohen action, cleaning up action, right? She worked to cover up a sexual assault on a trip to Las Vegas in 2023. Somebody woke up with a big hangover, and yeah, things were not just all the way they should have been. Unrelated to the sexual assault allegation, that trip was among the issues that was set to be investigated by Lightfoot and was allegedly one of several taxpayer-funded trips Henyard took that totaled over $102,000. Now, if you're taking a handful of people and you're actually doing, you know, some kind of business development somewhere, it could cost a lot of money. $102,000, that seems excessive given the fact that we're, you know, talking about budgets and in the $4 million to $7 million range. That's a huge number. That's a huge number. Plus, if you've got financial issues, should you be spending $102,000? Should you be going to Las Vegas? No, the optics are not good. Go somewhere local. You know what I mean? Although we're in the south side of Chicago, so where is that? I don't know. The former mayor was hired at a previous, we're talking about Beetlejuice, the former mayor was hired at a previous city council meeting as trustees voted for her to launch a special investigation into Henyard's finances. She sparked anger at her decision to use her veto power to end the probe into herself, with residents at the meeting calling for her resignation and slamming her scandal-ridden tenure as mayor. That is why she is affectionately known as the worst mayor in America. You guys love to hear about her. One woman at the meeting said, you're not accountable. You don't respect people who don't agree with you. You're not qualified for that seat. You know, all the podcasts I've done on Tiffany Henyard, I would have to agree with that last statement. You're not qualified for that seat. But what she does do is she intimidates and she bullies and she gets her way. Yeah. So there's that, right? We're watching the fall of this administration, added Edward Steve, reported the Chicago Tribune. We got to get her out. Okay. All right. There she is. There's Tiffany right there. Right there. The one outfit she wore where she was emulating the drug lord in New Jack City. That was special. All right. Much of the anger was reportedly targeted at Henyard due to the federal subpoenas served on the city last month, seeking records about trips by city officials and expenses reimbursements. Alongside the embattled mayor, Dalton Village Administrator Keith Freeman was also the subject of the subpoenas, including potential reimbursements involving his businesses. Uh-oh. Yeah, we're going to need to see your books. Yeah. And don't be having any of those pencil eraser marks. And we want none of that. We want fresh, clean, new entries. Now, everything's done in computer now, right? Or it should be. Records are also being requested related to trips made by city officials, including to Washington, D.C. in March and one to Las Vegas in May of 2023. That's the special trip with the sexual assault thrown in there just for good measure. On that trip to Vegas, Henyard's former assistant, Phenia Dukes, who led protests outside the city hall meeting this week, alleged that she was attacked by Dalton trustee and alleged Henyard ally, Andrew Holmes. Uh-oh. Andy had his way with Phenia. That's allegedly. Holmes denies the allegations against him and has not been charged by police. Yet. That's the whole thing. You know, with Vegas, people get all hopped up on who knows what. And, you know, you're in Vegas and what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Any kind of business trip to Vegas, that's just not a good idea. You got coworkers there. Hey, happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Here you go. Have a little drink. Have a little sippy sip of the drink. See what happens. After coming forward with her allegations, Dukes was reportedly placed on leave, then fired. And her supporters say that the scandal is typical of Henyard's tenure as mayor. At the fiery city hall meeting, furious residents embrace Dukes outside before slamming Henyard and calling for her resignation. This administration is a disgrace, one resident said. And you won't step down? In response, Henyard said that the city's board was manipulating her constituents with fake news, adding that it was putting our community in a bad light. Let's talk about that for a second. Manipulating her constituents with fake news. How are you going to do that on a real local level? I'm curious. Are you just making stuff up? Are you just bringing stuff up willy-nilly, shenanigans at the town hall, at the council meeting? It doesn't seem... These folks don't have an agenda, right? The rest of the council members. The mayor? Who knows what the mayor's got going on? The mayor is just running her own little fiefdom, and that fiefdom is closing in, adding that it was putting our community in a bad light. Nope, I would say leadership from Tiffany and her sidekick. That is what's putting the community in a bad light. When Tiffany Henyard literally does some rap video type stuff, when she's rapping, yeah. Okay. I mean, college frat party? You betcha. City council meeting? Not as much. But hey, let's go to Vegas and just see what happens. Let's just go to Vegas. News of Henyard subpoenas were first reported last week by Fox 32 Chicago, which obtained records that revealed the mayor is the target of a growing criminal investigation. Former FBI agent Ross Rice told the outlet, "It's very broad in scope, very broad. It's big. We're going after a lot of stuff. We got a lot of interesting stuff to cover here, broad. It's very broad in the number of people and entities that they're asking for records on, so there must be some serious allegations of wrongdoing that they're trying to get to the bottom of." The mayor and the township supervisor, who are one and the same, appear to be the primary focus of the investigation. Overall, it just tells me the investigation is expanding. It's not just focusing on the city of Dalton. Once a subpoena is reported to focus entirely on Henyard, including a restaurant and a property management company she owns, as well as her political fund and the charity bearing her name. I believe the charity was told, don't take on any more donations. You need to get your books in line. Yeah. The subpoena seeks all records, including personnel files, wage and tax statements, time and attendance, records of work performed, contracts, and checks written to cash. Uh-oh. Who's writing checks to cash? Who's writing checks to cash? That's what a business owner does when he wants to go to the strip club. Write it to check, write it to petty cash, get some cash, we'll go on down, it'll be a great time. The second subpoena is said to request township records, including financial reports, budgets, payroll records, and ordinances covering credit card purchases, expense reimbursements, security details, and use of vehicles. Uh-oh. They're going in. They're going in deep. They're going in deep on Tiffany Henyard, America's super mayor. And I don't think it's going to end up well. I don't think it's going to end up well. Do you think she steps down and then do you think she just leaves the country? I don't know. I don't know. This is an this is a super interesting one to follow. I mean, it's the storyline that just keeps on a giving. Just keeps on a giving. This is Tiffany Henyard's, I believe, second year in office, and she has already accomplished so much as far as scandal after scandal after scandal. And now she's complaining and she's vetoing Beetlejuice Lori Lightfoot coming in at $400 per hour to investigate the shenanigans of Dalton Village. It's a wild one. It's a wild one. Make sure you subscribe because this thing's going to keep on going. You don't want to miss out. Hit that notification bell. We release 2 podcasts a day, Monday through Friday, 1 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday. Thanks for being here, and I'll catch up with you in the next one. Bye for now.